You're ready.
Such the Heilige Mishnah.
On the air. Hamafrishni kevala pisco. Until now, we've been talking about a Pesach that was kosher originally, and something happened to it. It became too old to be brought as a Pesach or a Roshanasa, or the Bialim was mischaper with another, whatever the cases were that we had before. This mission introduces a new idea in which the behema that you introduce, the chatchila, for your Korban Pesach, was never kosher for Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach has to be a zocher, and you set aside in a keva. Korban Pesach has to be ben shnasei, betoch the first year, and you went ahead and made a one-year-old plus. That's not kosher. So here we have, face-to-face, a new problem, which is called dichui meikara. In cases where something was near air originally for a particular purpose, and then it becomes possible for that purpose, there we have a concept called dichui. We can't use that thing again, even if it would become kosher. However, in a case where something was nidcha milchatchila, so it never had, it was never in a matzav where it could be used. What's the din over there? In this case, we have an additional confusion. Because every korban that isn't roi for a Pesach, but would have been a meiser Pesach, what is originally, was originally kosher, is brought as a shlomi. A nekev is kosher for a shlomi. A ben shtei shanim is kosher for a shlomi. So that means that l'chatchila, the value of this korban, anyway, was as a shlomim. The only thing is, you can't bring it as a shlomim yet, because right now it's still kedem haPesach, and I had set it aside for Pesach. So it's temporarily nitcha, but I understand that as soon as it's ready to be brought as a shlomim, I should bring it as a shlomim. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah, yira'eh ad sheyistaev, you have to wait until it gets a moon. You sell it, v'yiblu damav l'nedava l'shlomim. And then it becomes a shlomim in its value. But it itself not. How about if someone is mafresh as Korban Pesach, now it's near as a Korban Pesach, and he dies. The question is it still kosher as a Pesach? Lo yavienu b'no acharav l'shem Pesach. The son can't bring it as a Pesach, he brings it as a shlomi. Now we'll see exactly what the case is over here. But the Pashtus is talking about that there is no menuyim on a Pesach. Once a Pesach doesn't have menuyim, so it's a Pesach Shemei Subalov. Pesach Shemei Subalov is roi only for a shlomi. So it seems to be giving us a standard case of a Pesach that became now a posel for Pesach and kosher for shlomi. However, it has additional complications, as we'll see in the Gemara. Omer Avuna Bereda Rav Yoshua, Shema Minot Las. We see from here three important things. Because the way that this is arranged in the Mishnah, it's telling me, first of all, that Baalei Chaim Nidachim. Something that is alive, there's a Mandiyomer, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Baalei Chaim, something that's alive, can't become Nidcha. Because its life is always in a state of change, and whatever becomes Roi, becomes Roi. His Raya is from the fact that there's a concept called the Baal Mum. If a Korban is a Baal Mum, Over, while it has the Mum, you can't bring it, but when the Mum goes away, you can bring it. Says Rabbi Shimon, so that shows that because something is alive, it's not shaykh to being nidcha. It's always going to be changing. From our Mishnah, we see that if what we're talking about is a dichui in the nature of the animal in being roi for a korban, it is nidcha, because a zocher is an essential thing for the korban that doesn't change. And a ben shtei shanim is an essential thing that isn't going to go backwards. And therefore, the Mishnah says, the animal itself cannot be brought for any korban. even for the shlovim that it would be kosher to. Because at the moment that I made it, the korban, it was still standing in for the korban Pesach. For that it wasn't kosher, therefore it became nitra. Furthermore, Shema Amina, dichui me'ikara havi dichui. We furthermore see that if at the moment now that I was magdish it, that moment it wasn't roim, it's also dichui. There's a shita that holds that only something which first is nira and then is nitra, it's possible to pass on. But if it was never nira, you can't call it dichui. It's becoming nira when it'll be nira. So in this case, when I made it for Pesach, it was never nira for a Pesach. So therefore it shouldn't be nitcha for being a shlomim. But the Mishnah says it is nitcha for a shlomim. So apparently the Mishnah holds that even dichui meikora is shema dichui. Tosfos asks an interesting case. It says, why don't we learn from Mechusser's man that dichui meikora is not dichui? Every Mechusser's man is nitcha. The animal is only 5 days old. Can't use it as a korban. And yet when it becomes now the eighth day, I can use it as a korban. So you see that dichui meikora is lav dichui. When it becomes, it's an interesting question. But when it becomes kosher, it's kosher. So Tosfos says Mechusser's man is not considered to be dichui meikora even. Because a Mechusser's man was never in the parish of korbanos yet. It wasn't right for any korban. So it's as if it appears first on the earth in terms of korbanos when it's 8 days old. Masha'inkei, these things are be'etzem kosher, there's just some problem. So if I now, there's something wrong with the nekeva, there's something wrong with the nekeva for Pesach. So therefore, it's shayach to the parish of korbanos, and as soon as I made it a korban Pesach, it was nitcha at that moment. That's dichui meikora, as opposed to nira v'nitcha, and as opposed to the case of a chusser's man, which at the moment that it became shaykh to the parsha was already nira. And the third thing that we learned from our Mishnah, says Ravuna, is that Shema Amina yesh dichui b'damim. Now this is an interesting nekud. V'pashtas, we're talking about kedushas haguf, correct? Here, so what do you mean yesh kedusha, the yesh dichui b'damim? But there's a classic example of this situation. A classic example of this. Two shutfim own an animal. One shutf decides he wants to give his half of the animal as a shlomi. So he says, okay, my half of the animal is a shlomi. Then he goes over to his shutf. He says, you know, I want to bring this animal as a shlomi. I don't own your half, so I can't bring it yet. Sell me your half. So he sells him the half. Now he says, okay, now this half is also for shlomi. Does he have an entire kosher animal or not? No. Why? Because the chelek that he was makish l'chatchila, the shlomim, couldn't be brought as a shlomim. Half an animal can't be a shlomim. Now, l'maisa, the part that he gave as a shlomim l'chatchila, was only kedushas damim. Because you can't make a half an animal kedushas haguf. So basically what you're saying is, the value of this animal is set aside as a shlom. This half animal set aside as a shlom. When I'll get the rest of it, then I'll be able to be makrev it. That's his mistake. Because if you hold yesh dichui b'damim, even though the kedusha in it is a kedusha for shlomim, but I don't have the shaykhis to bring it as a shlomim, and I call that the equivalent of kedusha b'damim. Not to be confused with kedusha b'rakabayim. Kedusha b'rakabayim is always a kedusha b'damim, but over here we have a kedusha for the mizbeach, where it's only the value that can be brought on the mizbeach under current circumstances. So here too, Yotaina, if I set aside an akeva for a Pesach, I mean, that's not really possible. So what I'm doing essentially is saying that I want this animal to go to the mizbeach insofar as it's capable of going. Fine. So what's capable of being done is I could sell it and I could use its money for a carbon Pesach. That I could do. That's called Kedushas Damim in this sense. It's not the classic Kedushas Damim, but it's not true Kedushas Haguf yet. And you see from here that nonetheless, even though that's the only level, you might have thought, no, it's not Choshev yet. It's Guf to be Nitche. Kamash Malan, that Kedusha of this level, even though it's only a type of Domim Kedusha, is also sufficient to be Nitzeh. And you'll never be able to use it as a korban directly. You'll have to wait till it's sold, and then you can go ahead and you can use its money. Obviously, at that point, for Shlomim already. Tan Rabban.
No, so otherwise, you would have been able to sell it immediately. What? Not here at this time.
Otherwise, what?
You would have been able to sell it immediately.
No, just the opposite. Otherwise, I've been able to use it as a Shlomim.
It itself, right?
Yeah, it itself is a perfectly kosher animal. So I don't have the conjunction of these three shittas. That there's dichli in Baalei Chaim, and there's dichli mi'ikara, there's dichli even in a level of kedusha, which is essentially only damim. If I don't have all three, then the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Taina is ravuna, you see, there's no choice but to learn out from this Mishnah these three yesedis.
Is that a little bit of the insight? Shmamina, whenever it says Shmamina, it always seems like you can learn 50 things from the Mishnah. That was very good. So is that a little bit of an insight that when it says Shmamina in general, that it's. These are the things that without this whole thing would fall down, so to speak, even though you can certainly learn many other things.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Turn her up on it. It says over here, Amafish Pisco Vamate, don't bring it as the child, don't bring it as a Pesach. Now, I mean, obviously it's going to depend whether the child was Mimuna on the Pesach too, with the father, no? I mean, the reason that the Pesach is without a Bailim and is Nitche is if the father owned the Pesach alone. I mean, if there's other people on the Pesach, nothing wrong with the Pesach. One of the guys dies, there's nothing wrong. Must be, he owned the Pesach by himself. So therefore, if he dies, it becomes Nitche. How about if his son was Bumuna on the Pesach? Now that involves another question. The son is an Einim, if the father died, by definition. Oh, now this gets us back to the Mishnah earlier, that an Einim can send a carbon Pesach, and eat it at night. But how about if only the father and the son were on the Korban Pesach? Now the father is dead and the son is an Einim. We said before in the Sugya that in all of the cases where we could be Sheleach a Korban to be eaten at night, we will not do it if that person is the only person on the Korban. We'll only do it if there's another person on the Korban. So that involves now the question of whether Chatzos is Keveah, the Machlokas we had yesterday, or Shchitas Keveah. This is a great situation because we had all the issues that we've been dealing with in the past parak. Because if Chatzos is Keveah, then if at the moment of Chatzos the father hadn't died, then already the son was essentially, this was a Korban Pesach, there's nothing to do about it, he'll bring us a Pesach even though he's alone. And he did it at night, despite the fact he's a Nainain. I mean, it's Laila, it's an only bit of Rabbana. And as we said before, there were three things that the Rabbana were not minded to frame the Makum Karas. Aminas is one of them. So all three issues need to be defined over here. And therefore we bring the following price, Amafresh is Bisra the Mes. In Benomunemo, Yivienal Shum Pesach. If he has his son with him on this carbon, so then the son should bring it as a carbon Pesach. In Benomunemo, Yivienal Shum Shlomim Lashishasa. Bring it as a Shlomim. But only on the first day of the Chol HaMoed. Why? Why is that? Why only on the Shishasa? Why can't I bring it on the 15th? Well, I can't eat a Shlomim on Yontif. I should be able to bring it on Yontif too. So the Tetva below, that's because Kasavar Nidor V'Nidavot ain't craving the Yontif. This is a Machlokas in Chagiga. Our Man Yomar holds that we don't bring Nidor V'Nidavot. We don't bring the Dharma of us on Yant. Now, let's get back to the Pesach itself problem. When did the father die? The Mita Av Eina. If the father died before Chatzot, then that means that at the moment that the Chiyav of Pesach is Chal, the son is an Einin, and the only one who can bring this carbon is an Einin, but we don't allow an Einin to bring the carbon. Others can bring the carbon for a Nainin as part of a Chabura, but we said before, we don't bring him Bifnei Atzma. So therefore, ask the Gemara, Eilema the Mit Konim Chatzot, if the father died before Chatzot, and Benoiz Bemuneimo, and no Bemuneimo, Yevienu Lashum Pesach, why? Hochala Aninus Aluya Meikara, the Aninus was Chala Chatchila, in which case this thing was now not Roy for Pesach at Chatzot. Ella the mis acher chatzos. Ella, what's the case? The father died after chatzos. Ein beno mimunemo yivienu l'shum shlamim? What are you saying? That the son can now take the carbon and bring it as a carbon shlamim? How can he do that? A kavur chatzos, it was already kavur as a carbon pesach. The din over there is, as we saw before earlier in the parak, that if it's nidche from a carbon pesach, it was only to be a carbon pesach. I was shaking another one. I wasn't shaking this one. Then I can't be mocked if this thing itself is a shlamim. I have to wait till it gets a mum and use his money as a shlamim. So why does it say his son should bring it kolamoyed as a carbon shlamim? He can't do that. So something's wrong in either direction. The father died before. God says it doesn't make sense that it should be that the son should bring it to Chlal because he's an Einim. The father died after. God says it doesn't make sense it should be a shlami because it was nitcha. Only its money is used as a shlami. So how do we understand the brisa? Omar Rabba. L'yoyalam demis kedem God says. Talking about talk of the father died before God says. When it says Yivienu l'shem shlami means l'shem pesach shem. In other words, this never became nitzeh from a pesach because it always had a bialin. Except that the Rabbanan said an einin were not makriv on himself. Fine. At that moment, it becomes set aside for his pesach sheni. Obviously, he's einin to be makriv on pesach sheni. So it was never nitzeh from pesach. Yeah, so it's still a carbon pesach. So fine, and we have a problem. Assuming we don't have an Avar Shnasa, it's an Avar Shnasa, it's like any other Avar Shnasa. If by then it's Avar Shnasa, it will be marked if it is a Shlomi. We don't look ahead. No. We never look ahead. That would be disaster if we looked ahead, we'd never get anything.
So you need to bring that stuff in. Is that based on portion?
No, if you can. Abaya says, what makes you think that the Bryce is talking about the same case? Maybe there's two separate things mentioned in the Braisa. Maybe the way to read the Braisa is like this. Let's study in Katani. The first part is talking about Meis Akar Chatzos. So over there it says, if the father died after Chatzos, and the Ben was Bumuneimo, so then you'd be in a Lishon Pesach. Because at the time of Chatzos, it was already Kavua to be brought by him. There's two issues, two ways of learning it. Rashi brings both possibilities. One possibility is to say that the Pesach that was kavua before Chatzos was already mechayev the ben. For at that point he wasn't an einin, so it already became a Pesach. Once it became a Pesach, it's as if there were other people that were bringing it for the einin. So what's the problem? After all, the only problem of the Aninus was that the Rabbanah didn't want it brought alone because they were afraid maybe he'll be miserable, he won't be thinking about it, he'll be all involved in the funeral and so on. He won't eat the Korban Pesach tonight. Fine. But in this case, it's already done. If he doesn't eat, he won't eat. But the bottom line is the Pesach was brought for him. The other chat is that once it's Kavua as a non-Einein Pesach, it's not because we're not cheshish for that yochid problem. It's that be'etzem it was already a carbon pesach kavu hashalov aninus. It's just a good shayla of how to look at it. Is it the question of the rabbanim were in geyser? Is it that we don't? This bichlal isn't the pesach. It's babaninus since its kviyas was shalov aninus. But in any event, if the father died after chatzos, that's the first part. Then the son should bring his pesach right away. The second, and it's not discussing what happens if the father died after Chatzot, where Beno is Mamuna. If the father died Kedem Chatzot, it's not discussing what happens if Beno is Mamuna. Because then it's a double portion that it's not Roy now for Pesach Rishon. So if his Meis Kedem Chatzot, Ein Beno Mamuneimo, so in that case, he'd be an Olishum Shlomo. So there's no contradiction. Your only contradiction was you were assuming that's the same case, Studium Adesis. Rav Sharvia says there's no problem over here. Le'yelam demis le'achar chatzos. Could be that indeed the father died after chatzos. However, uchagon shaya aviv goseis b'chatzos. The problem was the father was dying at chatzos. 10 minutes later, he was dead. The halacha over there is that rov gosesim lemisa. Once the guy is on his deathbed and he's just moments away from death, then already it's rov gozin lamisa. If it's rov gozin lamisa, so then yevienu l'shum shlamim, because chatzos was not kaveh. Because at chatzos we look at the carbon and say, is this a carbon pesach? Rov gozin lamisa, so I can have a bialim. Memela, that moment it was already kaveh l'shlamim, and therefore the son should bring it as a shlamim. Obviously, if he's mitasek, it doesn't count. We're talking about this chaver kaddisha that they took care of it, or that they didn't do the levayah. Maybe there was no funeral. Maybe the government didn't let the body go. Whatever the case is, but obviously, if he's going to be a tamei mason, he can't eat tonight either. Ravashi Amar liyelam demis liyacher chatzeis. There's no problem. It's talking about in this brisa. That indeed the father died after Chatzos. The only thing is, it's going Aliba to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the man, the Omer holds in Balachayim Nidokin. As I told you earlier, his raya is from Baal Mumayver. Every Baal Mumayver is a Baal Chai that was Nitcha. The moment the Mum disappears, the carbon becomes kosher. Says Rabbi Shimon, you see from there that something that's alive is innately in a state of change. It's not shy to call it Nitcha. So what would be wrong? What's your problem? That if the father died after Chatzos, so Chatzos was already Koveya, and now it became Nidche from a Korban Pesach, and therefore it cannot be used, we'd have to bring it as its money and not itself. Not true. The only reason we need to bring its money is if you're a Balachayim or Nidokim. But if you're all like Rabbi Shimon, Balachayim are not Nidokim, the moment after Pesach, he brings it, after Korban Pesach, he brings it as a Shlomi. So the next day, or if you hold, you can't be makor the next day, the first day of Chol HaMoed, he brings it as a shlamim. What's the problem? He doesn't hold a dichui. And therefore the brisa makes perfectly good sense. Ravina Amar, Ravina says there's a simpler solution. If you hold that Chatzos is keveya and not the Zman of Shechita, which is dependent on Ramachlokis that we heard earlier between Rabba and Rabbi Zeira. Suppose you hold the Rabbi Zeira. Suppose you hold that Chatzos is the moment that defines the carbon, not after Chatzos. See, if you only made your carbon a carbon Pesach after Chatzos, it's not shayach to talk about whether it was kavua and nitche, because it wasn't yet a carbon Pesach at Chatzos. After Chatzos, there is no particular moment that will define it as being specifically this or that. So therefore, says Ravina, why can't the case be you were mafushit after Chatzos, and then he died after he was mafreshit. So what's your problem? That it was already kavua, and therefore it's nitcha? No. Because now, if b'no nimna imay, so then what's the problem? You have now the chiev of Pesach, you were mafreshit, bring it as a carbon Pesach, and there's no problem. It wasn't yet a carbon at Chatzos. What's going to pass on it? It's not going to pass on it. Mamela, go ahead and check it now. So it's only here that we end the sugya that we had yesterday and the day before of what moment is Keveya the carbon pesach. There's no kviut of the carbon, just like we saw before.
So what will do with Shemitah?
Nothing.
It won't be something called kviut.
It won't be ikva. There's no point that's ikva it that it could be nitcha from the Shemitah. Obviously, Shechita makes it what it is. But it's not trying to say, but right now it should be this and it isn't. There's no point where it should be something. It is what it is. Whatever it turns out to be, it is. Say, if b'nei mamuna, you might find. Ha-pesach nitarev bizvachim. Suppose we have now three similar animals that look exactly the same. One is a carbon pesach, is a zohar, ben shnasei. The other is an Eila, a Zohar ben Shnasei. The other is an Asham, a Zohar ben Shnasei. And they get mixed up. I don't know which one is which. What do I do? Kulon Yirael Ach Yistevu. You have to wait till they get a mum, till all of them are ready to sell. Sell all of them. And what you do is, V'yaviv b'dmei ha'yafeh shebehem, mimin zeh. Say they're not all the same value. So you take the highest value and you buy with that highest value three highest value animals. You're going to have to lose some money over here, obviously. Right? And on each one of them, what you do is, so yavi bidmei ayofa shemim imitzeh, bidmei ayofa shemim imitzeh, v'yafsid hamotar mibeto. And in each one that you're buying, you say, wherever the money is for the carbon Pesach, this should be the shalomi, or whatever the case is. If it was before Pesach, even better. And if it's not, I'm adding more money from my own pocket. And so on. And there you end up paying the nicest animal for each one of the karbanas. Kachem doesn't lose out over here. You're using the right kedusha for the right kedusha. And if it isn't, if you needed to add more, so you're paying the difference. So what's wrong? Oh, now here you got a problem. Suppose a Pesach and a Bechor gets mixed. The problem is, you have a good side to this and a bad side to this. The good side is that a Pesach and a Bechor have exactly the same dinim in terms of how I bring them. There's no Chazav v'Shol, there's no Nesachim, and there's no Smicha. And the way that I do the Akravas Adam is exactly the same. So everything should be fine, except for one problem. The problem is that on the Bechor, I'm not limited to eating it only tonight. On the Pesach, I'm limited to eating it only tonight. Okay, so I could eat the whole thing. Oh, of course, if I'm not a Kohen, I have another problem. Okay, but if I have Koyanim, I don't have any problem. So that should be the good side. The bad side is that I'm not allowed to sell the Bechor. Can't be poted a Bechor the way I would do it with the other animals. Because the Torah says that lo yimacher. So what do I do now? So now it says Rabbi Shimon, what's the problem? If the whole Chabura was Kohanim, eat both of them, and you'll have in Kavona that you're eating it as a Pesach. When you bring the carbon, you're saying, wherever the Pesach is, this dam is for the Pesach. Wherever the Bechor is, this time is for the Bechor. So, everything's fine. That I can't help you. Shech them both as a possible carbon Pesach, and as a Bechor, eat them both for the Seder. What's the problem? Everything would be fine. So there you don't have to wait till there's a mum. If there's no Kohanim, then you got a problem, because Yisrael can't eat it. But if they're Kohanim, the kosher carbon, eat it.
Only for that night.
Only for the night. Oh, ask the Gemara, if it's only for the night, but then you're going to end up limiting the Zman of Achila. Maybe it'll become nicer, and it isn't really nicer. Maybe it's a Bechor that should be eaten the next day. How can you do that? This is Rabbi Shimon Lashitat Rabbi Shimon Lataimei holds, maybe in Kachim Bezapsu, we're not chayshish for that, and it's better to be metakein the carbon than to worry about being maybe carbon Bezapsu. How do we know that? It's not. Asham shinitarev b'shlamim. So an asham that gets mixed with the shlamim also should not be such a problem, because the matan donim is the same. And anyway, the kayanim on the asham get all of the emurim. So there's certainly no problem of the and get all of the buses. There's certainly no problem with the Chazav v'Shol. So what's the problem? That what? You need to do Shechita B'Tzofein if it's an Asham. There's nothing wrong with doing Shechita B'Tzofein on a carbon Shlomim. Just you don't have to. So what you do is, says Rabbi Shimon, no problem. Shecht both Karbonis B'Tzofein and eat it with the Chumrah as if it was most Chumrah. So since you're afraid maybe maybe it's not a shlami, maybe it's an asham. Okay, so then you have to only eat it for kayanim, and you can only eat it for one day, you can't eat it for 2 days, and you have to eat it only b'kedushas hazorah, you can't eat it in Yerushalayim, it's a big deal. So, eat both korbanos like that. And then you don't have to worry. to him, that's not a good etza. Ein meviim kochim lebet apsul. You're going to end up now maybe creating a situation where the bus will be left over. The shlomim had an opportunity to be eaten for 2 days, and you're going to say you eat only today. It had an opportunity to be eaten by a whole family of people of Yisraelim that would have finished it up, and you're saying only the kohanim or anyway. Who knows how much they're going to be able to eat? That's not an etzah. Better that we should wait till it gets a mum, and then do the etzah we have in the Mishnah. You sell it, you make it fine, and so on and so forth. Now, according to the Rabbonim don't like it, the idea over here of eating it, the Bechor, eating the Bechor as a Pesach. So what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to do anything? Anyway, a Bechor, you got a problem, because you can't be paid of the Bechor. So here you don't have an Eitzah, so what are you going to do in this case? Oh, Omar Rava, this is what they would do. Namtin lo'achi yumamu. Wait until both of them get a mum. What good is the mum on the Bechor? Hold on, and I'll show you what good it is. What you do is, you then bring a Behema Shemena, you bring the best one, and you say, I don't know which one of these is a Pesach, but whichever one is a Pesach, I want to be Mechalal the value of this Pesach on this nice fat animal. And you go ahead and you're Mechalal. The Bechor, Chas v'Shalom. I don't want to even try to be Mechalal because it's an Issudi, right? So I can't be paid of the Bechor, but I can be paid of the Pesach. So I go ahead, I'm paid the Pesach. Then, since the Bechor is a Balmum, it's mutter for anybody to eat. So now, Ochalei Beteras Bechor Balmum. Of course, a Bechor Balmum has chumras that a Shlomim doesn't have. Okay. That, what are those chumras? I have to treat it differently. I'm not allowed to weigh it. And you can't be itlis and so on. Okay, so I'll treat it with those chumras.
It's not such on the base of soul. It's nothing that would.
What kind of kachin? It's balmum.
It's the balmum.
Okay? So, Bechor, your Torah says, lo tipadet. So I can't be paid it. If I tried to be paid it, it wouldn't even be teifis the money, value. I don't try to be paid it. I leave it as a Bechor. Now it's a Bechor balmum, so there's no problem in eating it. Bechor balmum is always eaten.
Yeah.
No, they can give it to it. It's owned by Kayanim. But there's no Isra Achila on anybody.
Can't sell it.
They could give it. You can't sell it, but they're a Mechira. Any Bechor that gets a Mum is no longer an Isra Achila on Yisrael. It's just owned by Kayanim. The problem is that there are ways in which you're not allowed to treat it bezilzo. I won't treat it. I won't treat it bezilzo. There's no problem.
And
Reb Shimon says, why wait till it gets a mum? Eat it the way it is. By Kayanim.
Right. Do you burn it the next morning or do you wait till the morning after?
Anyway, we wait till the next morning. Can't burn it the next. We don't burn us.
On
Yom Tov. Yes, there's no problem. Zot.
Zot the Heilige Mishnah.
Chaburash Avad Pischa. Here we've been talking about a Pesach that got lost, but we never talked about what Lamaisa do you do if your Pesach got lost, that we don't talk about. Here you have a Chabura, the Pesach wandered away. So they tell one of the guys in the Chabura, you know what, go out over there to Abatur, it was last seen wandering in that direction, see if you can find it. Say you about cage. Okay, and if you find it, shchot aleinu, shecht it for us. This guy runs and he finds it, and he shechts it. Meanwhile, back at the ranch in the Azora, these guys are waiting. They're going crazy. They know there's so many people there. They don't see this guy. They figure he's probably still looking. By the time he finds it, it's going to be too late for us to get a Korban Pesach. They go buy another Korban Pesach. And they shecht the Korban Pesach. Then they meet each other, and he says,
"But they're both in the Azor."
He said, "Yeah, I mean, it's like trying to find a kid at the Kotel. You know, good luck." So then it depends. If Shalom Ishkat Rishon, look, they told him to go shecht. So if his was shecht at first, that's their Korban Pesach also. The second one was a mistake. So then they eat, and he eats from his. So who ochem Shalom? Because they told them to shecht for them. Im shelahem nishkat rishon, however, if theirs was shechted first, so then they already took themselves off of that when they have the new one. Heim oklim shelah mishalahem, v'hu olka mishalom. How about if you don't know which one was shechted when? Each one says, it was about 1:30 and I shechted it. Faze me, what do you mean about? We also shechted about 1:30. Simeni yodea, izimeyem nishkat rishon. Or perhaps Shokush Neim Keachar was exactly 1:30. Thanks a lot. So we both checked it exactly at 1:30. So then, who will come Mishalom? His das was Vadai, to be on his carbon. He never told him, check for me. When he goes in and checks his own, it's clear that he's saying his das is to be on his carbon. But hey, Meinamo Klimimo, they can't eat from his, because maybe they had already checked at a different carbon. However, they can't eat from theirs, because maybe they were already oitzer with his, and the one that they shechted was a carbon without menuyim. So their carbon is possible, and it's yetzir lebeis hasreifa. But since they vadai brought one or the other, they're pter milasa pesach sheni. They just can't eat their carbon pesach, but they were certainly yetzir their carbon pesach. Now, how about if the guy who went out to look for the missing pesach before he left, he says to them, "Look, if I'm late, you better buy another Pesach and have me in mind." And they, meanwhile, he goes and he finds it. And he checks it. But they also go. And they see that he's late. And by their definition, this is late. And they go and buy another carbon Pesach. And they checked it for him. So im shalahem nishkat rishon, if theirs was first. So then, look, he told them, shecht for me if I'm late. He was late, they shechted for him. This is his carbon. So they for sure eat from their own carbon, but he eats with them. Im shalom nishkat rishon, if he got his in first, then his is kosher, he eats from his. They, who didn't have in mind to eat from his, because here they didn't tell him, shecht for us. So heim ochlim shalahem, and they eat from their own. Exactly. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It's always better to shut up. If you don't know which one was shechted first, or maybe shechtush neim keachad, so they definitely eat from theirs. But he doesn't know whether his was already shechted by with them by the time that he brought his or not. Shalo yetze lebeit hasreifa upatur milasot pesach sheni. Now suppose both of these are very smart. So they both spoke up. So they tell him and he tells them. They tell him, if you find a check for us. He tells them, but if I'm late, check for me. Oh boy. So now, Amar Lehem Vomrulo. So if, whatever the Rishon is, they all eat from the Rishon. That's not a problem. But Imeinu Yodua Ezemeyem Nishkat Rishon, nobody can eat. Shnehem Yotzin Lebet Asreifa. And all of them go out, and they're all possible. But if neither of them was so smart, and they kept their mouth shut, maybe they're extra smart. Lo amar lahem, v'lo amru lo. Einach ra'im zavaseh. What do I care what you did? What do you care what I did? Each one eats their own carbon, and shalom on Yisrael.
What would have been if they would have said, okay, she got lost,
so
yeah,
well,
that's all.
Ah. Even better.
It would have solved a lot of problems.
Exactly. True.
Something that they would have had a new car.
You know how Jews are. You're always trying to save a little money. It's not so posh yet. I mean, I've been looking forward to this goat for who knows how long. I've raised this goat with love for the carbon pest.
He's chastening. He thinks he has a whole group behind him. Turns out he's all by his lonesome. Is that a problem in the meeting? Is that?
No.
After to finish, you can't share with anybody else? Just no. Don't become no, sir. Worse no.
Now, how about if you have two groups of people? So, one person from each group, we're going to see, has to remain on the original carbon. Why is that? Because we're going to see that we darshan the Pesach, the Pesach, in the Tma'et HaBayit, That im nitma'et means you can make it less, but you can't make it no. So somebody's got to be left behind on the original carbon pesach, at least one person. Fine. What they do here is, one group takes one carbon at random, and the other, one animal at random, the other one takes the, remember, we haven't checked it yet, and the other group takes another animal at random out of the two, and they say like this. And then one person comes from the other chabura to this one, and one comes from the other chabura to the other one. So we now have two mixed groups in which somebody is left behind from the original group in each group. The kachem omri, each one says to the other one like this, im shalanu ha-pesach hazeh, if we pick the right Pesach, so then, yadecha, you, sir, who joined us from the other group, do hereby withdraw from your group and join our group. And that way, yadecha mishachot mishalcha, v'nimneit al shalanu. However, if this carbon Pesach is from your group, then you retain the original rishus on this carbon Pesach. We are all joining you. Yadenu mishuchot mishalanu. We are withdrawing from our Pesach, which is over there with the other group, and we're joining your group. V'nimneinu ha-shalcha. Each group says this to the individual that came over from the other group. So what is achieved by this? Each carbon Pesach has its original, or at least one person of its original minui with it, no matter what the situation is, and every carbon was never for a moment without a nimna, and everybody is now nimna on whatever animal they're going to be bringing. So it no longer matters. I don't have to identify which one was the original one. It's irrelevant. How about if you have five groups, and all five got their carbonus mixed up? If each of the five groups has five members, then we can achieve the same result. In other words, as long as the number of members in the group equals the number of groups that have gotten confused, we don't have a problem. Because remember, we have to make sure we have at least one member of the original group that's left behind.
Correct.
Yeah. So as long as you have the equal number of people in each group that are equal to the number of the groups, you're always going to be able to leave one behind, because you have a total of five, but you'll have five people. So you leave one behind on the original one, you select one person to each other one, so now every group has one member of every other group, and every group has an original member that's left behind. So that works out perfectly. Because we can't leave the Pesach. Now, it's clear from this, we can't leave the Pesach without a member of the original group. Because if we could leave the Pesach without a member of the original group, there's b'chlal no problem. Just take somebody from out in the shuk, make him a member, and then you've always got enough to go around. What's the problem? You don't have to leave a carbon without an owner at all. All you need to do is, before you switch, and you say, we withdraw from our carbon wherever it is. This guy, however, is now part of us. And we'll join, according to the numbers that we have, we'll join the other groups.
Didn't we have a mission earlier to the contrary?
Now, we're going to see that that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanoi. Apparently, our Mishnah, since it says you must have the number of people in the group equal to the number of groups, apparently holds of Rabbi Yehuda, that one person in the original group has to be left behind. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, who understands that it's not a hakpada on an original person, it's only on a hakpada on a person, why do I need to have the number of people that were there originally? So it seems that our mission is clearly like Rabbi Yehuda. It's important for us to recognize this, because we're coming up to a contradiction in that. Okay. And this would be true of Asara, if you have 10 groups with 10 people on each group. All you need to do is each group chooses one, and then you choose one person that was left from the original group, and then everything's fine. Moshchim lem echad mikol chabura v'chabura. And they say the same thing. Same name only. They make the same tonight. Now, how about if there's only two people? each one owns an entire carbon pesach, and their carbonas were mixed. What do then they do? Well, what's the problem? Zemoshech lo echad, zemoshech lo echad. Each one takes one, but he's memanei lo echad min hashuk beizmir. It's a contradiction. He takes somebody from the market, and he says, "Listen, I need you to join a chabura, join my chabura." And then they go through the same thing. That way, they never left the carbon without an owner, but not an original owner. So, what good is this? I understand. If you can join people from the shuks, then why did we need Chamisha, Chamisha? Why did we need Asara, Asara? Something's wrong with this Mishnah. Zeh Baitzel Zeh. And then you take, the original person goes over to the other side, and they say to one another, to the new guy, the old guy says, Kachem Omri, Im Sheli U Pesach Zeh, Yodecha Meshuchot Mishokha, V'nim Neif Al Sheli, Im Shokha U Pesach Zeh, Yodai Meshuchot Mishali, V'nim Neif Al Shokha. Over. The Diak and Rashi is the last Rashi said by Itzaz, since Barnea pressed his case. Okay? Rashi says specifically that Reuven of one, you have originally Reuven and Shimon, right? Then they bring in Levi Yehuda. The owner, the original owner, says to the new guy, Reuven says to Yehuda, and Shimon says to Levi. You see? So the question is, why does it have to be done like that? In other words, if L'chara you would say, if we're saying that the new person that is Nimna is the full equivalent of the original guy that was there because Ein Sheichlin is a Pesach al HaYochid, so why does he say Dafka to the new guy? Why does the original guy, why is he using this my Pesach, your Pesach? There should be both the same. Right, that's the Diak in Rashi. Why does Rashi say Reuven Omer LeYehuda? Yehuda being the new guy who is now left back on Reuven's carbon. Reuven moved over, right? I mean, Shimon is going to move over. So he says to Yehuda, Yehuda's the guy that's left on Shimon's original carbon. Okay, so This is the Shiloh. Okay, as I said, the Marshash said this. The Marshash has an approach. You'll look, you'll enjoy, you'll discuss, and we'll go. Oh, Amafrish the Kevel of Pisco Zohar Ben Shtei Shanim Yerei Achi Steva Yimachev Yipluda Mavlu Nidavav L'Shlamim Amafrish Pisco Vabeit Lo Yevienu Bino Acharav L'Shem Pesach Elo L'Shem Shlamim Omri Vunim Reina V'Yeshua Shema Min Apla Shema Min Abalechaim Nidachim Shema min adichui mikor avidichui u'shema desh dichui b'damim. By the way, it's a very kosher Tosfos over here. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it before. Tosfos says that when it comes in Sukkot, the din of lulav, we bring a right of dichui mikor as not dichui. By the whole sugya, if you pick up the berries, it wasn't. You take the lulav, you egged it, and then it turns out it had berries on the other medium. You have to pick them off. That was rove. You take it off. So it's not considered to be a dichur, because it was it's only now being made into a lulav. Tosfos says an interesting thing, that not necessarily is dichur mi'ikara by mitzvah equivalent to dichur mi'ikara by korban. It may well be that dichur mi'ikara by mitzvah indeed dichur mi'ikara lo havi dichur, and we would paskin like that. Whereas dichui by a korban because of the getter of kedusha is dichui, something to keep in mind because we're going to be doing the sukkahs before sukkahs
during session
during sukkahs. Actually, that piece we'll be doing after sukkahs, but shema min ha'shlichu b'tamim hamafrish pischa etan rabban hamafrish es pischa v'meis. Im benam mumun eimo yevyenu l'shem pesach. Im benam mumun eimo yevyenu l'shem shlamim leyam shishasar. Shishasar, yeah, but not for chamishasar. Why? Kasav nedar nedar v'sem kremim biyomtov. Now, explain to me when the father died. Ilem the maid kodem chatzot. Why in the world, if Benoz B'munelio of Yenosh and Pesach, he's already an Einin, and an Einin doesn't bring on his own accord? Ela demit achachat says. So what does it say? Ein benom umunei mo yivieno l'shlamim. Why? It's not kosher anymore. It was nitzah because it was royat chatzais, a kavate chatzais. We said in that case it has to get a mum and use the money to bring shlamim, not itself as a shlamim. Omar rav aliyalom demis kenim chatzais. Uma yivieno l'shem pesach, l'shem pesach sheni. Abay amr l'tzadim katani. Meit achar chatzot benom umunei mo yivieno l'shem pesach. Made kodem chatzot ain benor mimunay meno yivieno l'shum shlamim. Reb Sharbi Omer liolam demit liachar chatzot uchigon shayav yivgoseis bechatzot. And since rov goes in lamita, it wasn't kavua for korban. Rabbi Shimoni, Rabbi Ashi Omer liolam demit liachar chatzot. There's no problem. The price is Rabbi Shimon the Omerin balechayim nidachim. So why isn't it roy? Ravina Omer. It could be talking about Shifrisha Achachatzos, and then made Dubalim Achachatzos, and there was no Kviyut of Chatzot for Pesach, because we all the Rebbe Zeru that Chatzot is Kopeya. A Pesach Shinitaret Bizvachim, Kulan Yeru Achistaevu, sell them all, take now the highest value of the whichever one, multiply it by three, to buy Yafav Shabem Min Zer, but May Yafav Shabem Min Zer, and whatever extra it costs, you pay out of your own pocket. Nitarei bibichorot, says Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem, because you could simply bring them both, and if they're all clear, then they can eat it. Ay, v'kamayte kachur betapsul, that's not a problem, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, the time of the Yom Rabbi, in kachur betapsul, it's not. Osham shinitarei bishlamim, Rabbi Shimon omer, yishachatu bitzafon v'yechalul kechomer shabem. Amru lo, ein medim kachur betapsul. Rabbanan, in the case of Bechor, Heichi Avdinat, since you can't be part of the Bechor, Amar Rava, what's the problem? Namtin lo ad yumamu, v'yavi v'imash meina, v'leina kol heichad yita lepesach, and of course only the Pesach tachula leidahai, and then you eat the whole thing. Ochlu b'torat Bechor b'amum, the original ones, you eat both of them as a Bechor b'amum, so you don't know which one it was. Chabura she'avad bischa, v'yamru le'achat se'yuvakeshu shchot aleinu, v'halachu matzav v'shachat v'hem lakku v'shachdu, im shelo nishchat v'shanu ocha mishelo v'hem ochlin imo, mishelo, im shelayem nishchat v'shan, hem ochlin mishelayem v'ocha mishelo, v'imenu yodua izem hem nishchat v'shan, o shachdu shneim kecha. He definitely ocha mishelo, because he never said that they should check for him. But hem einam ochlin imo, and they can't eat their own either. Shelahem yitzel bet asrifa, but they were yotzei. Upturim milas of Pesach sheni. Amar lahem im icharti tzu v'shichtu alai halachu matzav v'shachat v'hem lakuv v'shachtu im shelahem nishchat v'shan im achli mishelam v'uochel imayem v'im shelo nishchat v'shan uochel mishelo v'im achli mishelahem v'im eino yadua izem hem nishchat v'shan. They definitely are ochel mishalem because they didn't tell him anything. But who eino ochel imayem, and he can't eat his own either because he doesn't know if he maybe already had a carbon pesach with them. Therefore, shelo yetzei lebet asrifa, but he was vada yotzei, and he's potter min lasos pesach sheni. How about if amar lahem v'omru lo? So then, ochlim kulam min rishon, v'imen yaduha ezim yam nishkat rishon, both carbonos pesach yotzei lebet asrifa. But if lo amar lahem, the lo amru lo, so then everybody eats what they want. They shechted. Ein achrayim zelazeh. Shtei chaburot shenitavu pischeihem. Eilu moshkim lehem echad ve'eilu moshkim lehem echad. Echad ve'eilu balo etzel eilu ve'echad ve'eilu balo etzel eilu. Ve'kach hem omrim. Im shalanu ha'pesach hazeh yadecha mishuchot mishucha v'nimneit al shalanu. V'im shalcha hu ha'pesach hazeh yadenu mishuchot mishalanu. ונמנינו על שלך וכן מחמש חברות של חמישה חמישה ועשרה חברות ועשרה עשרה מושכים להם אחד מכל חבורה וחבורה וכך הם אומרים. How about שניים individuals שנתעבו בשכם זה מושך לו אחד וזה מושך לו אחד. But first, before they make the tonight, זה ממנה עמו אחד מן השור וזה ממנה עמו אחד מן השור. זה בא אצל זה וזה בא אצל זה וככה הם אומרים, אם שלי הוא פסח זה יודך משוחות משלך ונמנית על שלי, ואם שלך הוא פסח זה ידיים משוחות משלי ונמניתי על שלך. Okay. Fine, all right, fine. No, it would be nice to discuss the Deacon Rashba. Tana Rabbana. Amar lahem va'amru lo. Ocha ma'an Rishon. Lo amar lahem va'lo amru. Inan akraim zeh lezeh. Mikan amru chachamim. Yofe shtika lachachamim. Kal v'chomer latipshim. Shnema gam evil macharish. Chacham yechashev. Shnayim shnitavu pischeim zeh zeh. So they each bring someone min ashuk. Leima batnitin, the local of Yehuda. Tetanya. Ve'in yimat abayit miyot miseh. Melamit shmit ma'atin v'alokhin. Ubevat shiachad b'nei chabura, the original chabura kaya. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi omer. Ubevat shi lo yanechino ta pesach kamot shahu. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Afilo teim Rabbi Yehuda. Kivu dam Rabbi Yehuda shakun ta pesach ala yachid. So therefore mi kora alam niyach min abadein koi. And the new guy is considered Kiachad b'nei chabura domi. Om Rav Ashi, of course, it's got to be Rav Yehuda. Matniti nami daika. The katani v'chein chamesh chaburot shal chamisha v'chamisha. Why do they each have to have chamisha? Why can't it be shal chamisha v'arba alo? Because lav mishum de lo payish chad v'nei chabura gabe, which is only important, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. Shema minah, and indeed, it only works out, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda.